foreign government.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions facing lawmakers today on Capitol Hill in a new round of questioning regarding his knowledge of Russian contacts made by members of the Trump campaign in the lead-up up to the 2016 presidential election. Sessions next addressed whether he had lied in a past hearing.
I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should drop out of the special election race in Alabama.
He should step aside. Number one, these allegations are credible. Number two, he should. If he cares about the values and the people he claims to care about, then he should step aside.
Moore is continuing to be dogged by allegations of sexual assault and sexual misconduct involving women that were underage at the time. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751, or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Confidence in the U.S. job market remains high. USA Radio's Doug Christian reports.
The government jobs report for October shows the U.S. economy rebounding strongly, despite several massive hurricanes. The unemployment rate is down now to 4.1%, the lowest level since 2000. Confidence in the job market has risen to a new high. Rasmussen reports that 39% of American adults believe the job market is better than it was a year ago. That's up from 35% in May and the highest level of confidence in regular surveying since early 2010. Doug Christian, Washington.
60% of voters nationwide said Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should withdraw his name from the election set for December 12th due to the sexual allegations against him, according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released earlier today. Only 16% said Moore should continue his campaign, with 24% undecided. The poll was conducted between November 9th and 11th, and it's unclear how many people were actually from the state of Alabama. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
And recapping our top story today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was questioned on a March 2016 meeting that he had with former campaign advisor George Papadopoulos.
I did not recall this event, which occurred 18 months before my testimony of a few weeks ago, and I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it.
The Justice Department has someone else they may be investigating. USA Radio's Doug Christian has a story.
The Justice Department says that prosecutors are examining whether a special counsel should be appointed to investigate donations to the Clinton Foundation that were tied to a 2010 decision by the Obama administration to approve the sale of uranium to a Russian nuclear agency. The Justice Department traditionally operates largely independently of political influence on cases related to the president's opponents. This announcement largely upends that tradition, as President Trump has pledged to investigate Hillary Clinton should he be elected president. Doug Christian, Washington.
According to a Pew poll, 40% of millennials are okay with censoring speech if the comment is offensive to a minority. CBS This Morning sat down with a group of millennials and asked them if they're overly sensitive and need praise.
I think that a lot of what we do isn't respected. You know, I think that there's a disconnect with previous generations and us, that there's not a respect for the skills that we do on a regular basis that they can't.
Doing a job doesn't necessarily deserve a pat on the back. I mean, you have a job to do and you did it.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
This is George.
Jean Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station, the voice of business here in Hunterdon County, based in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's now November 14th, Tuesday, and we have this program called Teachable Moments in Business, and that's because whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a wannabe business owner, or somebody who's supporting the owner and is an employee of a company, there is so much to know about the business today, and we all have to be lifelong learners. So this program is designed specifically for you. So I recommend that you have a pencil and paper handy to write some notes down, and if you should miss this program or want to listen to it again, you can do that by going to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station online, and you can pull up all the archives and look for Teachable Moments in Business. And I believe you, believe me, you'll have a great opportunity to learn so much about business that you can put into practice, because I'm all about real-world education. So when we come back after weather and a short message for one of our sponsors, we're going to talk about a topic that I find extremely interesting. And if you've listened to programs before, you know that I have a passion about marketing. Well, today I have some new insight and some new ideas about marketing that we've never talked about before. And in fact, today I was very excited. A manufacturer in the food industry launched a new initiative, a marketing initiative, to help them sell their food product that fits perfectly into the category that we're going to be talking about today. So I look forward to sharing this with you. But before we do that, we'll take a look at the weather to see where we are right now. It's actually not too bad out. It's kind of mild. The temperature, according to the report that I'm reviewing, is 48 degrees, although I think it was a little bit warmer when I actually got out of my car today. So tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low of about 29 degrees. And then on Wednesday, we expect that it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 48. And there'll be a light wind. But so far, no precipitation until Wednesday night. And there will be chances of showers, mainly after 2 o'clock Wednesday, cloudy and low of about 40 degrees. And then Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 54 degrees, light southwest wind. So I think Thursday sounds like it's going to be the best day, as well as Thursday night. But we'll take a look at the extended forecast when I come back. But now a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
So you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I wanted to share with you some information about what marketing's all about and some new ideas that have come across my desk that I'm really very excited about. First of all, Sergio Zeman wrote a book quite a few years ago entitled The End of Marketing as We Know It. And one of his famous quotes in that book is, the sole purpose of marketing is to sell more stuff to more people more often at higher prices. So let me repeat that. The sole purpose of marketing is to sell more stuff to more people, more often at higher prices. Now, what's interesting is there's an author named Philip Kotler, who is a famed marketing professor. He's written quite a few books, and he explained that the mantra of marketing was, these are six letters, and you can jot these down, CCD, V as in Vicky, TP. So it's CCDVTP. That's an acronym that suggests that the core function of marketing should be to create, communicate, deliver the value to the target market at a profit. So it's to create, communicate, and deliver the value to the target market at a profit. Now, of course, the profit that Kotler speaks about is the idea that, marketing should ultimately drive more sales of product than it should create costs in order to facilitate those sales. So in other words, he doesn't want to create costs in marketing. He just wants to create sales. This is what marketers often call return on investment, or ROI. And many of you have heard that acronym, ROI. Most of our marketing in the past 50 years has revolved around advertising or renting space and channels to garner attention and hopefully change consumer behavior. But over the last decade, innovative enterprises have found a new way to deliver value to their target markets by creating relevant and compelling content, gearing it towards specific audience groups, and then over time, seeing positive behavior changes in the audience, which ultimately are profitable to the business. So this approach is called content marketing. And you can look up information. You can do some homework. I always like to give you homework. So do some homework on learning more about content marketing. So although the approach is relatively new to most organizations, the goals have remained the same. In general, enterprises create and distribute non-product related content to impact the business in potentially three different ways. The first is to increase revenue through by reaching sales goals and winning customers. The second way would be to save costs by somehow saving money and also creating customers at a lower cost. And thirdly, to create more loyal customers. This would be through retention and keeping customers and having goals to do that. But recently, there's a new approach that has businesses really reevaluating the entire function of marketing, and it's called marketing as profit center. So you've probably, if you have studied marketing, I guarantee you've never heard about marketing as a profit center. Now, there's an editorial director of Red Bull's magazine. His name is Robert Sperl. It's spelled S-P-E-R-L. He explained that the origin of the Red Bull Media House came when the company, the beverage giant of Red Bull, was a major sponsor of Formula One racing. They had a simple goal for one of the races, and that was to deliver a printed guide to exciting fans with the race results immediately following the race. Now, that had to be a tall order to have results immediately following a race. And that was in 2005, before we really had the speed of the internet. Prior to each race, Red Bull editorial team gathered insider stories about the drivers and fun facts about the history of each race. And then they assembled and printed the bulk of each magazine before the race began. In order to complete the magazine and to add race results, they actually lugged, amazing, a one-ton Heidelberg press to each track. As soon as the race was over, they quickly printed the results on the Heidelberg and distributed the magazines to attendees as they were leaving the race. That is really an astounding feat that was actually done in probably record time. However, 2 years later, Red Bull decided to evolve the race publication into a men's lifestyle magazine. It launched what became Red Bulletin in 5 countries, with 70% international and 30% localized content. Today, Red Bull Bulletin magazine is published in 5 languages and is distributed in 10 countries. It prints and distributes over 2 million copies each month, including 550,000 mail to paid subscribers. Now, mind you, this all came as a result of the Red Bull beverage company wanting to sell more product. The red bulletin is not measured by the number of Red Bull cans it sells or how it persuades Red Bull customers to buy and drink more. However, it is measured just like a media company. Red Bull Media House enters into initiatives that are profitable on their own merit, just like the Washington Post or CNN or the Financial Times. So today, Red Bull Media House is one of the world's most successful media companies. What started as a simple magazine has evolved into TV series, documentaries, world-class events, a music studio, merchandising, and even licensed their content to traditional media companies like the New York Times. So talk about leveraging their brand name and leveraging it into a publication that people have to buy to subscribe to it. So while other enterprises were dabbling in media as at best a side project, how did Red Bull see this opportunity? It's quite simple. The editorial director said that the majority of the other members of the Red Bull media staff came from the publishing and media industry. Like George Lucas, the Red Bull content team saw the business model in front of them as a natural progression instead of looking past it as so many marketers did before them. So today, the Red Bull model is being replicated in varying degrees across the business spectrum. There are business-to-business companies, business-to-consumer, that's B2C and B2B companies, and even non-for-profit companies that are starting to realize that as they focus on creating valuable and engaging content, a new model appears, and that is marketing as a profit center. So I guess the issue you might be thinking about is whether or not it's possible to actually move marketing from the cost line of the financials to the revenue line. Can marketing actually serve multiple business models? So there was a book entitled "Killing Marketing," that presents this entirely new business model for marketing. One that both leverages the disruptive forces facing marketing and advertising, as it also fundamentally changes the purpose of marketing in the business. Like the Hollywood insiders falling down on Star Wars merchandising revenue, marketers in most cases are blind to this new opportunity. A few are starting to see that to be successful, we need to kill our old marketing beliefs and to discover a new model. So, for example, Cloud CRM, which stands for Customer Relationship Management, the owner of Cloud CRM is the company called Salesforce. It holds an event in San Francisco every year called Dreamforce. It is one of the most valuable physical events in the world, drawing in over 150,000 people and hundreds of sponsors each year. So there's a company that has a product to sell, but they're creating an event that people attend, and they're even getting vendors to pay for space and to sponsor various aspects of that event. Another one is Johnson & Johnson operates BabyCenter.com as a completely separate division of the company. BabyCenter reaches more than 45 million parents a month from every corner of the globe through its 11 owned and operated properties in 9 different languages. 8 of every 10 U.S. mothers use BabyCenter. Then there's Legos. The Lego movie was created as a for-profit initiative. On a $60 million budget, worldwide grosses of the movie totaled nearly $500 million. So when you think about it, these ideas and these adjustments to marketing are just really examples of the tip of the iceberg. And sometimes they're barely noticeable to marketers or even dismissed as irregularities or just plain old luck. But in the near future, this model will be the rule, not the exception. For every innovative company on the planet, there are many, many more that haven't even given any thought to any of this at this point. So I'm going to move on to listening to some messages from our sponsors, and I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan. This is Teachable Moments in Business. And the information I just shared with you, I think, is exciting. Because what we have been saying is that there are ways that companies can spend their marketing dollars to actually create money through a marketing endeavor, which will then lead to opportunities to sell the products and services. And so the examples that were cited here would be how Salesforce, the company that owns cloud CRM, actually holds a business event once a year that talks that enables their audience to learn information about online resources. Then J&J, Johnson & Johnson, operates Baby Center online, babycenter.com, and that draws attention to the J&J products. And then what about Lego and the Lego movie? That certainly draws attention to Legos. It creates a wonderful feeling and interest among families who then will go out and buy the Lego products. So it's all under the heading as marketing as a profit center. Well, what I found it exciting, and I hope you feel the same way, is that as I was giving some thought to other companies that might be able to take this approach, and I think we have to keep our eyes and ears open for other companies that are doing this. But one surfaced this morning, which I think it is so cool. I mean, we're so close to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and of course, turkeys and stuffing are always on the menus at this time of year. So there was a headline mentioned on the news this morning, and I looked it up online, And the headline is, Stovetop Stuffing is now selling stretchy pants you can shamelessly wear on Thanksgiving. So what they've done, and this is awesome, what they've done is they have created pants that people can wear that have a stretchy top, and the stretchy part of it, which is a very wide band that surrounds the abdomen, looks like stuffing that you would have in your turkey. And the statement that I found is, this year, Stovetop doesn't only have your back when it comes to easy-to-make stuffing from the box. They're also supplying the best pants to wear at a Thanksgiving table. And trust us, you're going to want a pair. To allow people to enjoy more Thanksgiving in the comfort and style that they would appreciate, the company has designed a pair of unisex maroon pants with an elastic waistband. But that's not all. The pants also feature an image of stuffing that rests right on top of your belly that only the brave can pull off. And because, of course, you will be hungry for seconds later on in the day, they also feature XXL, extra large pockets to stash your goods. So here you have a company that has drawn attention to itself. In fact, when I looked it up on eBay, I was just blown away, or I should say I did a Google search. I was blown away by the fact that there were so many entries in when I did the search on Stovetop Stuffing that obviously this has really hit a nerve in their audiences. So can you think of a product or service that you can use for your marketing that will draw attention to you to what you are actually selling to generate revenue and to keep customers coming back? I mean, this is awesome. So I just think it's so neat. So there you have it. Keep that in mind, and you can do some more research. Marketing is a profit center. And I think as time goes on, we'll begin to see more and more companies that are taking advantage of this kind of approach in marketing. So it's marketing that really does indeed pay for itself. So the next topic I wanted to get into today, which I think is also important, has to do with the generations. Now, in the past, I've talked about Generation X and Y, you know, millennials. We've talked about baby boomers and how to deal with these folks. And every generation has its own specific characteristics that come as a result of world events. It could be the economy. The slow marketplace, the loss of in 2008, people lost money in the market. We had world wars. We had the killing of back years ago Kennedy and other people that were in the eyes of people. What about 9/11? All those events shape the mindset and create experiences for the generations. And as a result of it, generations have certain opinions on matters. They have certain mindsets on how to function and certain preferences. And so it's important that we know about the generations, especially in the workforce. You know, what are the factors that are motivating? I mean, for example, there might be the older generations, the boomers who are still working, may not be as turned on by monetary rewards as maybe time off or getting a parking spot next to the office door. The young generations might be interested in being able to study if they're still in high school or college, get a chance to study for an hour while they're on the job, but during a time that's not so busy. The other thing is that your millennials like doing texting, so maybe there are companies that will give the okay to those employees to do some texting and to do some social media entries on behalf of the company. Of course, they have to be watched to make sure that they are putting the right information out there on behalf of the company. But nonetheless, you do have to pay attention to the generations that people fall into. Some generations like to be trained. Others like to be left on their own and given time to do their own study. Some like to multitask. Some prefer to do things one step at a time. The younger generations, for example, need to know what the goal is before they get started, whereas the older generations might be told all the things that need to be done so that they could reach the goal. But the younger people want to know what the goal is and then what the steps are to achieve those goals. So knowing the generations are important. Well, now we're faced with the next generation coming into focus, and those are called the Generation Z. And so we're going to take a look at the Generation Z in order to be prepared for these folks, because they're coming out of college now, they're coming out of high school, they're coming out of college, and we have to know what's important to those two folks who are in that generation. So we're going to break for some news and some weather, and then I'll come back and we'll talk about the new Generation Z in the workforce.
Multiple shots fired in Rancho Tehama. That evolved to multiple victims and multiple shots at the school, the elementary school.
Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson describing the scene as at least three people are dead and two others wounded at a school shooting in Northern California. Authorities say the shooting started at a home and then continued to at least three more scenes. Johnson also gave us an update on the shooter.
I am told the suspected shooter is deceased by law enforcement bullets.
Numerous students have been airlifted to a local hospital. Please keep it here for this developing story. Republican Senator Bob Corker will lead a hearing today on the president's powers to order a nuclear strike. Initially a Trump supporter, Corker has openly started to question Trump's competence. Speaking of President Trump, he landed safely in Hawaii earlier today. He's on his way back to the White House tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Hey, it's Angie Austin. How would you like to get better sleep? I don't know about you, but every single workday, I felt like I was just chasing sleep. I'm tired. I need a nap. Well, I was waking up a lot during the night until I tried MyPillow. This really works for me. I am not kidding you. I did not wake up a single time the first night I used it. And there's a great deal right now. There's a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get a great deal on four pillows. I'll explain how. If you go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special or call 800-951-8175, 800-951-8175, and click on USA, that's the promo code, and you will get two MyPillow premium pillows. They're great. That's the one I use. And two Go Anywhere pillows. They're smaller. My kids use those. So that's four pillows, 50% off. And I'm telling you, they work. I am not getting up in the middle of the night anymore. My neck doesn't hurt. I'm sleeping well. Again, 800-951-8175, 800-951-8175, promo code USA.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Let's take a look at the extended weather forecast just to see where we are. Now, tonight is going to be probably a low of about 29 degrees. On Wednesday, mostly sunny. And then Wednesday night, a chance of showers. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 54, a light southwest wind becoming northwest at 9 to 14 miles per hour. And then on Thursday, mostly clear with a low of about 31 degrees. So that's your Thursday night. Let's see, Friday morning, sunny with a high near 47. Oh, that's nice and sunny. Friday night, mostly cloudy. And then Saturday, showers are likely after 8 o'clock in the morning. And there is a chance of a 60% chance of rain. So I guess we're good without the rain until Saturday. And then you'll have to get the umbrellas out once again. So let's go on and talk about the next generation that's out there, and that is the Generation Z. So just as employers have adjusted policies and they've altered programs and shaped workplaces to include Generation Ys, which are the millennials, a brand new generation starts in the work world, and that it's starting. That's the Generation Z. Indeed, nothing is constant except change. So we know that we have to keep up with this. In fact, I would recommend that you study these characteristics for the generations, because you're going to have to deal with them. If you run a business or you're an employee and you work with a baby boomer or a generation X or Y and you're a Z, you have to know how to get along with these people. And it's certainly challenging. Certainly the boomers created all the technology that we're using today. And it's the Ys and the Zs that are really using it. So, and that has changed the landscape forever, I guess you could say. So, as we know, employers have been trying to understand millennials for almost 20 years. Now, they are having to deal with the stereotypes with millennials, such as being multitaskers, tech-savvy, goal-oriented, seekers of constant feedback. These are kids of helicopter parents, and they're waiting for their participation trophy. Millennials in the workplace have even become a subject of comedy routines, YouTube videos, and TV shows. In fact, Jason Dorsey has some programs on YouTube that are really fun to watch, and they're really interesting. He himself is a millennial, and he really makes a strong point as to what we can expect out of millennials, because he is one. And there's some other people Simon Sinek, he's another one that gives talks on the generations. Negative or positive, these stereotypes will be hard to shake for a few years as we transition to this next generation. So now we're looking at Generation Z, and we've heard some buzz about them. In fact, some people refer to them as the Centennials and also the I generation. So you've got three names for this group: Generation Z, Centennials, or I generation. And these people are now entering the workforce, and they're entering with very high expectations. There's no precise age for a Generation Z, since researchers disagree on their exact birth years. So depending on the source, Generation Z begins with birth dates anywhere from 1995 to the mid-2000s. Generation Zs are your new high school graduates and upcoming college students who will be looking for internships and looking for their first jobs in the next few years. So technology and social networks are vital to the Generation Z. They're the first digitized generation that has always been connected to the internet, and as expected, they are proficient in technology. Being digital natives, Generation Zs are online every day, and internet reviews are important to them. So double-check your organization's online reputation and actively recruit reviews from happy employees and customers, because the Generation Zs are going to be looking for that information in order to make a decision as to who they're going to, whose job offer they might accept. And you could also include employee testimonials on social media and on your company career site. So, you know, the other thing I have to say, too, is that if you can't be found on the internet in a number of places, you just don't exist. So this is all in keeping with what's going on in the business world and the cloud activities nowadays. So youth making up Generation Z are diverse and predicted to be independent thinkers and doers. They're also expected to be more financially conservative. As opposed to millennials' optimism, researchers anticipate that members of Generation Z will be more concerned about their future. Employers can expect increased interest in retirement plans, insurance, and total compensation packages. Isn't that interesting? So even at this young age, it's almost like those concerns have jumped almost two generations, really, if you consider the X's and the Y's generation. So prepare for the Generation Z. Take a look at if you have HR staff and recruiters, if you're a company that warns having an HR staff and uses recruiters, are they ready for the new generation? So think about that. Are they ready? If management is not prepared, the time is now. And I think if you own a business or if you're a recruiter or you work in the HR department, you have to learn what strengths and challenges the Generation Z will bring to the workplace and how it will entice them to join your organization. And the other thing, we know that they all talk to each other online. So there's got to be a very positive presentation and identity that the company has to have in order for it to be successful. So those are some tips about the new Generation Z, which can also be referred to as Centennials or the I Generation. So please do your homework on that to see what you can come up with. Okay, so we're going to go on to a couple of our sponsors, and then I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan. By the way, I do quite a bit of one-on-one consulting. I also speak at various business events such as Chambers of Commerce. I actually spoke here at the Chamber on two separate occasions recently where we talked to people who were planning to exhibit at the Expo, which was held last week. It's an annual event. The place was mobbed. And I really recommend that people attend this event every year, and that there's certain companies like to take advantage of the space and have a booth there. But mark your calendar for next November. Get it on there. In fact, you might ask the folks at the Chamber what date is being scheduled for next year so you prepare ahead. I did recommend in those classes that I conducted that you need to allow at least 3 months or maybe more for preparation for exhibiting at any event. If you're working a big trade show in your industry, it could be that you need almost a year to get ready. So, but the important thing is locally that you take advantage of the Hunterdon Chamber Business Expo. It's a wonderful event, and I really do recommend it. So let's going on here. We still have a little bit of time left, and I wanted to share with you some thoughts on a topic that for some people it becomes an issue. And so, and or maybe not today, hopefully never, but if it does, you have to know how to deal with crisis and online reputation management. So I have five steps that one can reclaim their company name in the event that this should happen. Because, you know, bad news travels further than the good news. And, in fact, in theory, if it takes 20 good exposures to overcome a bad one. And so a company has to really have somebody who checks the Internet periodically to see what's being said about the company. It's a chief listening officer, a CLO, that's what I call it. So when a crisis hits, bad news travels far and fast. Your company may be able to weather the storm, but digital ghosts linger online long after the dust has settled. So I have five things you can do to push back the negative news coverage and to that will strengthen your online reputation. Because, again, if you're in the hiring situation and you're looking at new graduates, either high school or college graduates, you want them to find positive information about your company. So first of all, in order to the first step is in order to make the news, you must do newsworthy things. So get coverage. While positive press is often a consideration for companies, you'll likely need a heavy month-long or longer push after a crisis hits so that positive press appears on one page after another in search results and negative news is pushed to page two and well beyond. So push for positive press. Get in front of cameras. Make yourself available for interviews and events and unrelated that are maybe unrelated to your crisis. So maybe put together a marketing plan that reminds you that you have to get coverage, and create that positive identity so that the negative gets pushed behind. But of course, if whatever is causing the negative identity, you have to address. You got to get rid of it. I heard of a situation years ago where one of the big box stores had. Had an employee that did some unconscionable activities, and it cast a real negative light on the employer or this big box store. So the company actually hired an attorney who was a good writer, and that attorney wrote a blog, and that blog was used to turn around the mindset of the audience because they didn't want to lose their customers. So here's another tip, step number two. Reviews matter. Online reviews play a major role in your online reputation management plan. Be proactive in terms of increasing your total number of reviews. Encourage stakeholders to like your content or to share their experiences. And considering offering incentives for those who write the reviews. And you certainly can respond quickly and professionally to any negative reviews that you do receive. You may just win customers back while gaining credibility from others who review your response. Some years ago, I was working with a company by telephone that has several very expensive fitness facilities in the state of Colorado. And in working with them, I discovered some negatives online about that company that were probably 3 or 4 years old. And the marketing director that I worked with sort of passed it off. I said, you know, there's some negatives out there about your company. And it didn't bother him. But, you know, they were still there 4 and 5 years later. So it was very important for him to address those negatives and to make sure that the employees and that the customers really put out some positive word. Now, some people like to pay to play. So the step number five might be to consider Google AdWords. Purchasing an AdWords ad that contains your company name and appears when consumers search for your company is one of the simplest and most cost-effective means of gaining back one slot on the homepage of Google. Now, I don't like to spend money on marketing, but if it comes to the point where you need all the help you can get, then maybe you do need to buy those AdWords, and that will certainly put. Your brand name in the top of the mind of your audience, And this is what you want because you cannot afford. You know, there's too many competitors out there. Nobody needs to do business with any of us, frankly. They can go online and find something. I'm a mail order junkie. And if I see an item in a traditional mail order catalog that I like, I often will go, and I hate to say this, I go on Amazon or I'll just do a Google search for that item. And if I find it cheaper someplace else and I trust the company that I can buy it from, that's where I go. And so it's important that you have a unique position in the marketplace and that you offer goods and services that people can't find anyplace else. Now, step number five, and this is interesting, lights, camera, action. In other words, get professional and take pictures of your company and at company events. Be in the news, and those pictures can go online. You can leverage them. You can put this pictures and make it videos also. They can be attached to the website. They can be connected and linked through a newsletter. They can be sent out in press releases. There you have YouTube videos. I mean, video marketing is just incredible, and you want to get it out there. Send these photos across the web using variations of your company name and a descriptive sentence that uses the correct terminology. Create numerous videos about your company and populate them on YouTube. I met a fellow when I was a speaker at the American Small Business Development Center's annual conference in early September of this year, 2017. I went to hear some other speakers. There were actually 100, and I'm doing a sidebar here, there were about 140 programs. I gave two, but there were 140 presentations. And I went to hear some presentations put on by people that do a lot of marketing online. And this one fellow that I heard speak said that he gets all his business off of the 100 videos that he has on YouTube. And I know they're short videos. They may run just a couple minutes. And they're not especially overly professional. He has he creates a consistent identity for himself with the way he the clothing that he wears, with the backgrounds that he videotapes when he's speaking. But that's where he gets all his business. It's off of YouTube. So you can then promote the videos to grow your audience, and you'll be on your way to driving traffic to your website, because that's what it's all about. Any social media that you're using, any YouTube videos, it's all about getting them to come to your website because you want them to knock on your door. So that's called a call to action. Give people a reason to want to know more. Then the another thing you can do is there are services that you can use to find and register for social accounts that your company has not already claimed. And it's called KNOWEM, KNOWEM. And I have not looked it up, but you can do that. Post original content and engage the community across social platforms most important to your business. And, of course, most likely you're going to use Facebook and LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Those are the hot ones. If you've created fantastic content for one platform, cross-promote to across all of your social media. Building up your presence on high authority social networks will also help your profile rank to get it higher on Google. Then also utilize social listening tools such as Hootsuite, Social Mention, and Sprout Social. Now, I have not looked these up, so I'm going to say them again. Hootsuite, that's spelled HOOTSUITE. The second one is Social Mention. And the third one is Sprout Social, S-P-R-O-U-T, Social. It's all one word. To keep a finger on the pulse of your brand. Ensure the employees responsible for monitoring and commenting are trained in crisis management and have an approved communication plan that includes direction on when to escalate to management. So addressing the manner in which your brand appears within Google's search results after a crisis is potentially the most important action you can take to ensure consumer confidence and to increase sales. Proactive online reputation management requires an investment in resources to tackle heavy content creation and the ability to get published by high authority websites. So think about in the event there's a reputation image on the internet, how are you going to reclaim your company name to build a positive identity. Because remember that you don't own your identity. You don't own it. It's in the minds of your audience. And a lot of people don't realize that. And in fact, if you're not careful, your competitors can brand you in a way that you don't like, in a way that might be negative. And none of us can afford that, but it happens. So be clear. Have that chief listening officer who's constantly monitoring, and somebody who's also constantly doing videos and other link-worthy information out there, so that you maintain that positive positive positioning. And of course, there's other things you can do. You can teach your employees what to say when somebody says, "What do you do for a living?" In fact, be sure you give them business cards so that if they're out there, I mean, they're not going to spend 100% of their time at your business. They're going to be out there in the real world pursuing their own personal interests. Give them business cards so that when somebody asks them what they do, they say they can have a statement that will be appropriate in attracting people to the business. So, and of course, you want to make sure that your employees are happy campers. And if they have any issues with a company, or they have concerns that are not being addressed, those could lead to negative reactions that would also filter down back to the customers who might feel uncomfortable doing business with your company. So maintain your online reputation management and be very, very careful about that. So what I'd like to share with you, too, is, again, I own Rushmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. And in addition to that, I also have Animal Brands as another division. Animal Brands is a started out as a manufacturer's sales representation in agency many years ago. And that business continues, but not in the same tradition of selling, but also the company now continues as one that provides education and insight for entrepreneurs who want to launch pet products. So if you know of anybody who has a pet product idea, and believe me, they're out there all the time, and pets are about the most passionate category of business today, other than babies. And many people decide to launch products without knowing the business side of the business. They launch it because of the passion that they have. So Animal Brands will help people who want to enter into the pet industry. We also have another business called Rushmore Marine, and that's a business that sells online. We sell docks for people who have waterfront property. These docks are used for boating, for gaining access to boats from land to from ship to shore, so to speak, maybe swim floats. And these are products that are actually roto-molded. They're manufactured in Iowa, and they're shipped to a master distributor in Pittsburgh, and that distributor ships directly to our customers. And our customers do the installation of those dock pieces. They're modular, and they're so easy to install that all you have to do is watch a video, and you can see how these can be put together. And that the docks are the brand name is Connected Dock. Connect-A-Dock, D-O-C-K. We also sell a product called Roller Ramp. That's a separate company, R-O-L-L-A-R-A-M-P. These are portable ramps that help you get from the shore to the dock if you can't just step right off the land to the dock. So those are three businesses that I have under Califon Connection, LLC. And if you're interested in any of these, you can certainly contact me at the office. The number is 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. Also, I have an email, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. And you're welcome to send me a note on some ideas that you might have for programs, or if you'd like to be interviewed, let me know. Or just call 908-832-9544. That's easier. And then we can talk about what you would like to hear on the program, and maybe you'd like to come and go through a brainstorming exercise that will help you, your business, while at the same time helps the listeners gain some new insight that perhaps they hadn't even thought about before. So thank you for listening. This is the end of for the day for Teachable Moments in Business, and I'll be here again next week and hope that you'll listen in.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call